Well, firstly, insofar as there is an autonomous, as they call it, space in the technical terminology, in other words, that there is a block being built into the intentions of the summit around the area of research, education, and culture, and the fact that there is also progress being made in setting up a European Training Institute in Moscow, I think this is evidence of the fact that the cultural dimension is not being ignored. The second point I would make is that precisely in forging ahead and in attempting to develop qualitative trade relations, qualitative relations on questions of internal security, in developing relations and discussions on how to address the global problems of crime, corruption, trafficking of human beings, and so forth, these will necessarily entail, and the European Union is proposing this, an examination of the value system upon which our addressing of these issues is based, so that inevitably, and by virtue of pursuing objectives in these four areas, both the European Union and Russia will have to tackle the question of cultural cooperation, cultural understanding.